Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. 7 a.m. on Saturday. Time to talk to your favorite handyman.
I'm so happy to talk to you. You've been my go-to guy for years.
So cozy up with your coffee or get to work. But whatever you do, keep that radio on and tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou.
Who's better than Lou? Nobody.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good day, sunshine.
Good day, sunshine.
Good
Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 312-981-7200.
We take a walk.
This hour of our show is sponsored by Ace Hardware. Down. Sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. And by the Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Company. Good morning, Dandy Don Kleppen.
Good morning, Lou.
And Joe Brand.
Good morning, Lou.
Dandy Don, you know the text message that I got from Joe Brand this week?
Whoa.
Listen to this. I ran into a guy, and the guy said to me, what did he say to you, Joe?
It wasn't a guy. It was a kid.
Oh, it was a kid.
And right, he goes.
He says to you.
Are you Kyle Hendricks?
Thank you. I'm out. Thank you.
That's awesome.
I'm out.
Joe, you got to just wear a Cubs hat around town, man. You're going to get a free meal.
You're the first person I thought of, Lou. And in my head, I'm like, really? Did you really say that? Come on.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
From the mouths of babes.
That's awesome. I love that. That is so great.
I hate the validation you get. I was ready for everyone to just pounce on you, and then all of a sudden outsiders are in now, too.
Should have explained it to the kid. Like, hey,
that's
kid,
right. That's right.
On.
Really, kid? Come on. That's great. Well, nice to have you guys here this morning. Nice to see you both.
Nice to be here.
Indeed.
So I didn't pay attention to the Wildcats. You know, I'm not allowed to jump in during news anymore because I'm a team player. You know I am. I like to follow the rules. I don't. When people say to me, don't interrupt news or sports. When you tell me not to do something, it's usually something I do anyway. But I'm trying to be a good guy.
And once again, we got to thank Ferguson for making sure that Lindsay controls your mic on and off.
Correct. Well, that is true.
And physically holding you away from the microphone.
Right, exactly. Well, that's helpful, too. So what was the final score of that Wildcat
game? It was 52-3 in favor of Ohio State.
Ouch. Yeah. Ouch.
But again, the 7-0 Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, I know.
They
are just consistently. I'm trying to think of what kind of team that, you know, they're dynasty esque. They go from, you know, here you lose Urban Meyer and the new coach and.
Well, they're one of those programs that just constantly get recruits because
rolling.
Of what type of program they are and the history and things like that.
Right.
I mean, that's what Nick Saban has turned Alabama into and all those other powerhouses.
Right. Well, it was a beautiful night for football.
It was.
Yeah.
And it's fun to do a Friday night college game every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Despite the outcome, it's a nice little twist.
Always interested. Do they still do? I haven't been to. They bring the lights in at Ryan Field. They have like these giant cranes. Have you noticed that?
I have not. So.
Yeah, so they have these. Of course, that's what I notice, right? They have these, you know, like those big lifts you see the construction workers use where they got the scissor lift that the guy will be way up high working on something.
Mm-hmm.
They're these giant things like that, but in the top of it is a huge light stand of lights.
So they're like portable lights?
Yeah, and they're sprinkled all around the stadium. That's
cool.
How they do, because I don't think they're not allowed to do night, they don't do night games at Northwestern.
I think you're right, on at least Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So it's probably cheaper that way, right?
I would imagine. I don't know, I guess. I always found that interesting when I've been there. You know, I did a show from there once. Maybe you weren't working here with me yet, Joe. And Lindsay was off that weekend, and I froze to death outside doing the show from Northwestern outside in, like, my Carhartt. And it was just me because, you know, it's 7 in the morning, right? And by the time I think Adam Hoge showed up, you know, everybody was there and having a great time doing pregame, and I'm, like, ready to be broken in half.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, so, well, nice to have you boys with us this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up a little bit later on, we're actually going to be talking we're going to be talking about the innovations for your bathtubs, no messy demolition work, and how you can have your bathrooms looking good. But let's get to the first call this morning, sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. This is Don in Chicago. Hey, Don, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Quick question. Have you heard of a company from Northbrook called Ceiling Link? It's like a direct mount system for the basement. We're redoing the basement, and we're trying to get the most space we can.
I do not know that company. This is just some sort of drop ceiling, a track system that they're using?
Yeah, it's kind of like a drop ceiling, but you only lose like an inch.
Oh,
instead of like
nice.
The typical 6 or 7 inches. I know there's other companies out there that have that.
And then you have the ability then to, if you have to access any kind of mechanical, you can...
you can work it around to get one of the tiles out or something.
I haven't heard of the company, but I'm familiar with those systems. And, I mean, that's a cool idea. And I know that, you know, it used to be the only way you got the minimal... kind of loss of height was the old acoustical tiles that you would staple up using, using the old fibrous ceiling panels on top of wood clips. But yeah, I mean, that sounds like a cool idea. Did you get a price from him yet?
No, it's supposed to be reasonable, but I have not got a price yet because I just found out about it last night.
What
so.
Do you have? What do you
your
have up there?
On drywood on the ceiling,
drywall.
I mean, a lot of people, that's what they do in the basement. Though I know if you have a problem, you got to cut it out to get to whatever you got the problem with.
Yeah, but so my question is, what's up in that ceiling space? Just ductwork?
You know, it's just ductwork and probably electrical and piping.
I mean, you
like
know,
any other basement.
Right. So, I mean, if you're not, if you've been in the house for a while, I mean, the ductwork typically, you know, you want to make sure everything's tight before you seal it up if you want to do drywall. My guess is you're going to be probably around the same price as doing a dry, like if you hired someone to drywall a ceiling, finish it, tape it, you'd have to do some framing probably to go around, you know, build some soffits. You're probably going to be...
So I'm really saving. I'm not saving anything.
My guess is you're going to be right around the same price, but then you have the added ability to move stuff in case you have to do it. So if you don't mind the look, then I would say go for it and you know, see what happens from there. Yeah, we can check out that. I'll see if we can check out that company. I'll have Lindsay get that name of the company, and we'll see if I can learn more about them as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Well, I've got a flagpole, and the rope broke, and I can't raise the flag because the rope is broke.
Well, we need somebody that has a 16-foot stepladder. You know who I think I would contact? Go walk down to the firehouse and ask them if they'll do you that favor.
You're listening to your handyman of Saturday mornings.
And let me ask you this. Can you bake, Hank?
Oh, yeah. I'm great at that.
Lou Manfredini.
Well, then maybe some cookies or cupcakes when they come over. I've never been a fireman, but I don't think they say no to free food.
On House Smarts Radio.
That's no problem. I've been a policeman for 35 years, so I know all about donuts and stuff, too.
On the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jim is in Glen Ellen. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, Lou, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I don't have any donuts for you, but I have a question, okay?
That's all right. It's not part of my Seattle Sutton healthy eating, so that's good.
Right. I need to go on that, too. My home is a Tudor home, 1929, and at some point somebody poured a concrete foundation and put an atrium on top of it, about an 8 by 3 or something like that. Glass.
You mean off the back?
No, it's off the front of the house. There's three basement windows going across the basement.
Okay.
In the front, the south side.
Yeah.
And they attached an atrium to that basement area. Very nicely done and opens up the basement very nicely. It's a great idea.
Nice.
So anyway, what I did is I replaced it about 5 years ago. Had a quality workman It does furniture and everything, and he built a new one for me, put it on about 5 years ago, and everything has been fine, except just in the last few months, I've had water, not water on the floor or anything, but the condensation on the glass, not just fogging, but actually beads of water. Now, I took it, that started probably about a month or so ago. I took it off, I opened up the windows inside, and I cleaned the glass. Then I put my windows back on. Next morning when I got the beads of glass, the beads of water were there again. Now, like I said, it's attached to the house in the basement, and no problem for better than 4.5 years. So I don't know. The inside the atrium, it's just like gravel on the bottom. There's no floor or anything.
Right. Have you measured the humidity level in there yet with like a separate humidistat?
I have not done that. No.
Yeah. So you know you can buy a a small little humidistat at the hardware store. It's $10, and it'll measure. It's mechanical. It'll measure humidity and temperature. And I would set it in that room for 24 hours.
Okay.
My guess is you're going to find that the level of humidity is going to be like over 65%.
Okay.
And so then if that's the case, we've got to lower that humidity somehow. I'm not quite sure how you're going to do that. So you're probably going to have to. That gravel floor could be the problem. You could have moisture coming up from the ground. You may have to.
I was kind of thinking about that.
You may, and if that's the case, then you know it might be the type of thing where you've got to put plastic down and then concrete over the top of that, and then seal that concrete too. Or you may want to try an exhaust fan. I mean, you know, the thing is with an atrium like that, it is going to build up depending on the atmosphere on the outside and that moisture that comes on the inside, where you can get that kind of moisture buildup, and you may. You may want to put an exhaust fan either through one of the pieces of glass or if there's a spot on the foundation part of it or the perimeter that you can do that. That can certainly help as well.
What about just a vent of some kind? Sides of it, I could easily put probably a vent or something.
I mean, a vent will definitely help, but I think that you need to mechanically get rid of that moist air.
Okay.
Yeah. First thing, is
there some reason why all of a sudden it's happening now? Well, after more than 4.5 years, the old one worked fine.
I mean, here's the thing, Jim. We've had a ton of rain. The ground is super saturated. And, I mean, I think that you would probably, you know, some would probably argue that we've gotten the most moisture this year than we ever have. And so sooner or later, it starts to build up. And I think that it just could be, you know, all that buildup of all the groundwater and moisture, which is why you're experiencing it this year and you haven't in the past.
Okay.
I mean, look at me. Well, John Williams is talking to somebody about
anything on the base. If I pull up the stones that are there now and put down like some plastic or something, tried that first.
What are they, like stepping stones?
Are they
stepping stones?
They're just little gravel stones. You know, like. River rocks,
oh,
I guess
okay.
you call them. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, here's what I would do. First, test for 24 hours and tell me what the moisture level is. If it's above 65% and you want to try and lower that, sure, scrape up the gravel, put some Visqueen down, put the gravel back over there, see if that helps. It might.
Okay.
But I think that if you get some fresh air in there, then that's going to be the way to go to really try and control it the best way. But absolutely, test it, try the plastic, see if that works, and then go from there. Thanks so much for the phone call. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out,
welcome back.
He started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against
the law. How about those hawks?
How about those hawks?
Yeah.
Nice to see that. We need to get going. I got to tell you something. That Jeremy Colleton is a handsome fella. I mean, now, if you get the kid saying to you, hey, are you Jeremy Colleton? You kind of have a Jeremy Colleton look. He looks like he's 25 years old.
Yeah, he is the youngest head coach in the NHL.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And what is he, like 38?
No, I think he's 34.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm so surprised that Lindsay, who, you know, is not shy about a good-looking man, has not commented at all about Jeremy Colleton. Have you not noticed? She's not even listening. Have you not noticed Jeremy Colleton, the coach of the Hawks?
I have.
You have.
I have. And he's very good-looking.
Yeah, he's a handsome man. And he's like soft-spoken.
He just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Soft-spoken, yeah. Canadian. Right? He's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah. Have you seen him with his long hair from his playing days?
No.
Just Google Jeremy Colleton. You might have to Google Jeremy Colleton Islanders, but he's...
Oh, man. He's probably got like a hockey beard at some point, too, I would imagine.
I mean, he's got like a baby face.
He does.
Yeah. It's patchy.
He's patchy.
Somebody... Hey, don't hate on Apache. It's a tough condition, okay?
I like the scruff. Yeah. I like the patch.
Well, yeah, you don't want it too patchy. I picked up Max. My son Max is home for fall break, and I went and picked him up at Carthage College, which, by the way, I know, you know, a lot of you kids are applying to colleges right now. If you get a chance to go to the campus of Carthage College, it is one of the prettiest things you've ever seen. It is on Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I go pick him up, and, you know, you're pulling off, and he goes running along the lakefront, just, like, leaves his dorm, and then he's right. He goes, I really like running along the lake. Who wouldn't?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's so nice, right. You know?
It's a pleasure of life.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so pretty. But I go, when's the last time you shaved? He goes, well, you know, I'm trying to grow the beard. And if you haven't met my son, Max, he's blonde. And so, you know, the blonde beard is really the patch. I go, you know, you keep talking about the ladies. You want to meet the ladies. And I go, I think I would. He goes, well, how often do you think I should shave? I go, probably at least every 3 days. I mean, yeah. It's not like he's got a heavy beard or anything. So
the blonde beards are tough.
Yeah.
Because right. You either have to fully rock it or it's not going to be that noticeable.
Right. I'm going to grab that audio and I'm going to send it to him. This is what Kyle Hendricks has to say about beards.
I highly doubt Kyle Hendricks can grow a beard too.
Right. But he's a Jedi, so he's cool with it.
He is. That's right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, right here on WGN Radio. This is Linda in Chicago. Hi, Linda. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. My problem is a shelf that came off the wall when some repairmen were doing my ceiling, and I need to know how can I reattach this shelf. It's not very large, but I want it to be safe.
Can you describe the shelf to me? Was it? Did it have brackets underneath it? Was it a hidden bracket? What was it?
I guess you would consider it a hidden bracket, and... It has the little, it's the shelf, and then it had the two.
So did it have a metal thing that was connected to the wall and then like two rods, yes. Two rods that came out?
No, it had a little screw that's in a white little something
right.
That was in the wall. But
okay,
they knocked it out the wall, so it's a small hole in the wall that I could easily plaster and paint. But now I want to know how I can get this shelf out without having to put this little bracket back in the wall.
Well, do you want to put the shelf in the same spot, Linda?
I do.
Okay. All right. So where you have that hole, okay, so I would imagine where the bracket was, were there two brackets or two holes?
There are two brackets. Two things that keep the shelf up. One is intact. Just one, you know, fell off the wall.
Okay. If you look at that little plastic sleeve that went in there, would you say it's about the size of a number two pencil in diameter?
I would.
Okay. So I want you to go to the hardware store and I want you to buy a hollow wall anchor, a plastic anchor called a TAPCON.
Could you spell it, please?
T-A-P, not a TAPCON. That's for concrete. What am I saying? A
a drywall anchor called, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on the drywall anchor? It's a screw. It looks like a corkscrew. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm totally blanking on what to call that. And the people are listening going, it's called a, and
I'll just take this one.
It's called, oh, here we go. Here we go. It's called an easy anchor. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I need more coffee. It's wider. Okay. It's wider than the hole that you have, and it looks like a corkscrew. And you're just going to take that with a Phillips screwdriver, and you're going to insert it into the hole. It has a little tailpiece on the end of it first, like almost like a little. It almost looks like a tongue of a snake, but it's okay. But it's straight and it's stiff. And you put it in the hole, and then while you have it in the hole, you're going to put a little bit of pressure pushing on it with the Phillips screwdriver, and you're going to turn to the right, and you're going to screw it into that hole until it's flat with the wall. And it will come with a screw. You'll put the bracket back on. You'll put the screw inside there. Those things hold 25 pounds at the very minimum, and they go up from there. But for what you're doing, you're going to buy a package with like two or three of them in it at the hardware store, screw it in there, put the thing back on, and you're good to go.
Thank you. I have one other question, too.
Sure.
I really appreciate you doing the thing about the shelf because I need it up on the wall.
Yes, ma'am.
While the weather is still kind of nice, I would like to paint the trim on my concrete porch, and I would like a suggestion from you of what kind of paint to do it with so I don't have to do it so often.
The trim is made of concrete?
Yes. It's a Chicago bungalow with a front porch. That has a concrete baluster like.
Oh, the so this is like the railing of it?
Yes, you could say the railing.
Okay, and does the paint that you have there now, is it peeling?
It is because of the way the rain hits it and sort of settles on it.
Okay.
But on the south side and the north side, it's intact.
Okay.
But just the east side. Does it pucker? And I have peeled off most of that paint.
So peel all that. Peel off what you can. Take a little sanding sponge and sand it smooth. Okay?
Okay.
And then, actually, Ace makes a exterior paint that you could probably buy a quart, because you probably don't need a gallon, called Clark and Kensington Exterior.
Okay.
And it can be used on aluminum. It can be used on metal. It can be used on concrete or masonry material. And it's a paint and primer in one, and it's super sticky. And so because it's going to be self-priming, it'll stick really well to this. And I think that you'll get more performance out of it than your average paint. It holds up really, really well. So when you go buy those easy anchors, buy a quart of Clark and Kensington Exterior in the color of your choice, whatever color you want to paint it.
I'll do that. I appreciate this so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. This is House Smarts Radio. My name is Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
You know there's WebMD for all those questions you have about your health? Well, for all the questions you have about your house, there's Lou. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, you know my friend Bill Conforti, owner of Cobblestone Development? He's also been a huge supporter for I don't know how many years of the Hamlin Park boxing program, and the Hamlin Park annual boxing show is this coming Thursday, October 24th at 7 p.m. It's free admission. This program is helping to provide guidance to the neighborhood youth, and it's just a terrific, terrific organization, and these kids work really, really hard. It's a sanctioned, you know, legit program. Hamlin Park is home to lightweight world champion Olympic hero David Diaz. Yes? Oh, yeah, and also home a heavyweight contender and national Golden Gloves, Frez Okindido. And it's going to be happening, as I mentioned, at Hamlin Park on October 24th at 7 p.m. If you would like to attend, it's at 3035 North Hoyne, which is near Damon, one block south of Belmont. This is a Chicago Park District event, and all kinds of great sponsors from Cobblestone Development, Jesse White's involved, La Scarola Italian Restaurant. Ooh, that food's so good. Riverview. All of them are really, really supportive of this program. Again,
The Hamlin Park Annual Boxing Show, Thursday, October 24th at 7 p.m. If you'd like more information, call Cobblestone Development. Their office is at 773-661-0606. That's 773-661-0606. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone calls and talk with Marcia, who's in Wakanda. Hi, Marcia. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
Morning.
I have a two-story townhouse, and in 2003, I had all my windows placed by one of the companies that you've sponsored for a long time.
Okay.
And they're double-hung windows. I have three that are right together, side-by-side windows, that face the north. And I've now developed a leak on the inside trim. The wood trim has rotted, is rotting out. And I called the company, and they're telling me that they feel it's probably because the windows, they asked me if I had re-caulked them since they were installed.
How many years ago was this?
16 years ago.
Okay.
They told me that part of the maintenance for the windows is that they need to be re-caulked periodically. I was not aware that windows needed to be re-caulked. I'm a widow. I had the association come and look at the siding. They told me that the leak is not coming from the siding, that they believe it's coming in from the windows also.
Okay.
The company, for them to come out and look, they're going to charge me a fee to come and determine whether it's the windows or just that they need to be re-caulked. If they do need to be re-caulked, the company will not do it. I would have to find somebody else.
Okay, well, a couple things. I mean, most window companies have a 10-year warranty on their windows, and so you're obviously out of that. Their thought about caulking the windows is reasonable, you know, that could be the issue, and that is something that you definitely need to probably address. I think that to hire them to come out and look at the windows and then they're not going to caulk them for you doesn't make a lot of sense. I think I would just hire somebody else, like a handyman service or a siding service or something like that, to come out and take a look at it. And that way you can get the work done all in one shot. And then if for some reason, I mean, you're not even in warranty 16 years later. So that's...
Well, they do have a lifetime warranty with the windows.
Okay. Well, then...
As long as I'm still the owner, they have a lifetime warranty.
Well, then I would have the windows caulked by, like, a handyman service, and then then they may say, hey, lady, that's all it is. It's a caulking. You're good to go. You spend a couple hundred dollars. I'm just making that number up. And then from there, if they determine, I really think it's the windows, then you get the company back to honor their warranty. And if it's a lifetime warranty while you're the owner, then great, they'll take care of it, which should work out well. Thank you so much, Marcia, for the phone call. I have to interrupt real quick because... John Williams is in the building. And it's his birthday. It's a big birthday. How old do you think John Williams is? I mean, I kind of... There he is. Oh, look, it's the birthday boy. Happy birthday. I already bought him a Manhattan.
Yes,
and a bottle of wine.
Love it. Oh, did you buy me a bottle of wine?
Well, we had wine.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fitcher.
How do you feel?
Good, thank you.
I mean, you know, you get to a certain age, you're like, you don't want these birthdays.
Yeah, I'm maybe at that point. I mean, I've always been a little, well, not always, but of late, I've been a little indifferent about the whole thing.
How many, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I was thinking about your birthday this morning in the shower. And I was thinking, because I was thinking about, Lindsay's not here, don't do this.
Where you do your best thinking.
No, no, I do my best thinking there, but I was thinking about, there's a couple moments in my life, like things that are pivotal in my life.
Yeah.
I specifically remember when you and Brenda celebrated your 25th wedding anniversary. You were on the air here, and you mentioned that. And I was like, wow, that is so cool. He's been married 25 years. And you and I have known each other a long time.
Yeah.
And so even other birthdays have been a long time. Now you and Brenda have been married how long?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Oh, geez. It's more than 30.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can. Do,
I guess. I guess I should have. I guess I should have. I should have set this up for you.
82, 92, 2002, 2012.
37 years. 7 years. Right. And so, and I can remember. I guess I can remember your 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Which, wow. I was like, wow, really? John's 40.
Thank you for remembering that.
No. And so I remember those days, whether it was listening to you or whatever. And so I'm just honored that we've been friends this long, and I'm here for your 60th.
Yeah.
And you're working on your birthday.
Yeah, that's what Brenda said.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, we get it preempted a lot for Northwestern football. Yeah. So, and I got my dream team here.
We do. You got Danny Don Kleppen in there. You got Kyle Hendricks doing sports. Did you hear that one?
I did, actually. I think he does look like the Blackhawks coach. I think he looks like Jeremy Colleton.
Jeremy Colleton, who's a handsome fella.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that, Joe, you know, Mann. It's always, like, I've always, my wife taught me a long time ago, like, I'll see a woman and go, you know, you really look like, and she said that women typically don't like that.
Oh, yeah, sure. I understand that.
Right? Like,
well, unless it's, you know, some famous, beautiful person. And maybe even then, it's not what they're going for. So
right.
It's
right.
Best
so,
to stay away from that.
So, but I think I'm okay saying to Joe, hey, look like you look like Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah.
Or Jeremy Colleton.
Yeah, those are handsome fellas.
Yeah. You kind of look like Bill Nye, the science guy. No, you don't.
All right, I'm glad I came in here.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
You're a good friend, my friend.
Nice to see you. John will be up this morning at 10 o'clock this morning, so stay tuned for that. He's working on his birthday. He's like, what's that guy's name? Gary... What was the guy? What was the guy? Johnny Paycheck? No, there's another work hard for your money. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, stay tuned for Johnny's coming up. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some
Welcome
nights
back.
I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off.
This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by NSS Exteriors, Design First Builders, and ChevyDriveChicago.com. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You know what I like about my life now is that I have lots of phone numbers I have to remember again. It's bringing me back to when I was a contractor and you didn't have all the everything in your phone number. Like, Joe, do you remember people's phone numbers or do you just put it in your phone?
I remember my home phone number, my now fiance's phone number,
right,
and maybe her house number.
How about you, Don? Do you remember phone numbers?
Yeah, I've got my mom's cell phone and our now defunct like home phone number from the landline, and then a couple of friends from when I was a kid, but not from like the last 15 years now.
When I started this radio show back... this will lead me to my next thing. I've been on, this March will be my 25th year on WGN Radio.
Wow.
And when I first started here, I knew everybody's phone number. And like before we had sponsors and everything, it would be like, hey, hey, Lou, I'm calling from Wakanda. I need call Jimmy the roofer up there. His number is, because back then I had a cell phone, but it wasn't a smartphone. That didn't exist. And I knew everybody's number. Now, the minute you give me the number, I go, Joe Brand. I put it in my phone. And so if I got to call Joe Brand, I go, boom, there's Joe Brand. Or Don Kleppen, boom, I go, Don Kleppen. Right?
It's kind of a lost art.
It is. The phone number thing is a lost art. And people will be like, how do you remember those numbers? And I think that the same part of my brain that helped me remember numbers is how I can remember that, oh, yeah, you use this kind of thing and you stick it in the thing and then it works.
Well, now you just need to use that part of your brain to remember people's first names.
George.
Ooh.
So funny. I told when I was in New York, it was so funny. I told that story, not the George part, but the part about, I told you the story about the baseball, right? His favorite baseball.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Which is why I got confused. When I was in New York there on Friday, these guys who were Met fans, I told them that story. They cracked up like there was no tomorrow. It was so funny. But the reason that I bring up the 25th anniversary, check this out. So March of 2020 will be 25 years that I've been on WGN Radio. It all started, Orion Samuelson wrote a book a few years ago called My Tractor is Never Too Big. No, it was called You Can't Dream Big Enough, and I used to make fun of it. Like, my tractor has big tires. No, but the whole idea, you kids out there, you just never know what's going to happen. I wrote letters to radio stations 25 years ago with an idea to do a radio show, and I had never been on the radio in my life. And now I'm going to be here 25 years. And I've worked with amazing people. I have a current group of people that I work with that are just top-notch. My producer sitting through the glass here, who I've had the absolute honor and pleasure to work with for over 10 years, whom I love like a family member, Bob Ferguson, who, you know, we hear that name all the time. Bob and I have probably worked together for 15 years. Joe, it's such a great honor to work with you. Don as well. It's just so much fun. And all the people here at WGN Radio, it's amazing. I mean, I can't even begin to say how blessed I've been to be able to do this for almost 25 years. So what are we going to do to celebrate? We're going to do an Ireland trip with WGN Radio listeners in March. And I'm going to do the radio show from Ireland, because I like to throw a little monkey wrench in there. So, check this out. 9 days, Galway, Killarney, Cork, and Dublin. We're going to depart Chicago March 19th, 2020. This is, of course, the Steve Bertrand trip. We're going to be in Dublin the first day. Then we're going to be in Ireland and Galway. Well, we'll be in Ireland the whole way. Day two, and then day three, we'll still be in Galway, and then on the Connemara excursions. Then we'll go to the Cliffs of Moher in Killarney, and then we'll be in the Dingle Peninsula, where my wife's family is from. So we're going to go see them, because my wife is half Irish. And then we'll be in Bantry, Blarney, and Cork. 9 days. And we will do the radio show on day three. That'll be a free day in Galway. We're going to be at some hotel bar.
I mean, in Ireland, where better to be?
Right? So I am negotiating to get my producer there as well. It's not a done deal yet, but hopefully she will be joining us as well. So if you would like to come, I have heard that we already have people signed up.
Will Smittix be available on the tours?
We can have it. I can make that happen. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to come, it's listen to this deal. 9 days, $3,500. Which includes round-trip airfare from Chicago, all departure taxes, surcharges. And so you'll go round-trip from Chicago to Dublin, direct flight, 2 nights in Galway, 2 nights in Killarney, 1 night in Cork, 2 nights in Dublin. You'll get breakfast every morning, 3-course dinners are included. We'll have a motor coach and a professional tour guide, Cliffs of Moher, the Dingle Peninsula, Galaris Oratory, a boat excursion. We're going to be in the Bantry House, the Blarney Castle, Dublin Food Trail, the Guinness Storehouse, and portfolio of travel documents. Everything's there. They'll take care of your portage of your suitcase, 24-hour emergency customer service. We had such a great time when we went to Spain that I said to Steve, I've never been to Ireland, and my wife hasn't either. So my wife's going to join us, and I'd like you to join us as well. If you would like to, give Steve a call. His phone number, or you can go to stevebertrandtravel.com. How come I don't have Steve's phone number on this stuff? I don't have Steve's phone number on this thing.
You don't remember it?
No. Do you?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's all here. It's the one page, but his phone number is not on here.
Maybe he wants to be left alone.
I know you can go to stevebertrandtravel.com. Go to that website and give me the phone number, please. Hold on. All right, he's calling him. So, anyway, can you turn that music down? Because it's bothering me. You know the problem with the Irish music? I got to be honest with you. It kind of all sounds the same when they get going. That music. I like the other kind of music.
Bagpipes.
Do you like bagpipes?
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, I mean not a lot, but I do like bagpipes.
No, it's like 2 minutes max.
Right. I used to think that I wanted them at my funeral, but I don't think I do.
Yeah. Well, did you see that thing on Facebook with the Irish guy and the prank he pulled the day he died?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
I don't know if I want to spoil it, but it's a funny video.
What should people search?
Irish funeral prank, probably.
Okay.
He just plays one last prank for his friends and family.
And he's dead.
He's dead.
All right.
It's a good one.
Okay, Steve Bertrand Travel. You can either go to stevebertrandtravel.com. I think it's going to... I hope it's going to fill up fast. We had such a great time in Spain. Steve really does a nice job with these tours, so please join us. 847-606-6065. 847-606-6065. Tell them you want the Lou Manfredini deal. $35.99 per person. 9 days in Ireland, March 2020. The 25th anniversary. Join Lou O. Manfredini in Ireland. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
And now, back to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Thank you, Carmen. 312-981-7200 is the number. Diane is in Elmhurst. Hi, Diane. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a couple questions for you. We have an old farmhouse that had an addition put on. It looks like in 1950s because we found the newspaper.
Okay.
And we pulled out the knotty pines on the ceiling, the walls, everything. So we're going to put drywall up. When we pulled it off, there was something called rock wool insulation.
Yep.
I've been told to leave that because it's very good, and put something called made by CertainTeed called membrane over that. Now, when I Googled it, it said that's not a good idea to put a membrane over it. What is your opinion on that?
Well, the house where the addition is, all you did was open up the walls and their frame walls. What's the exterior of the home? Is it brick?
No, aluminum.
Okay, so it's a frame house with aluminum siding. And if you put regular insulation up there with a vapor barrier, and then you're going to drywall, is that what you're going to do?
Yes, and I was told to leave the rock wool because if they don't make it good like they did, that's very good, so I should leave it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The wall is a 2x4 wall, right? So you have 3.5 inches of depth.
Yes.
You only get so much R insulation out of it. And so if you were to put in an R13 or R11 and jam it in there, when you squeeze it all down, when you squeeze the insulation down, you lose R value. Okay. And so adding an additional layer of insulation over the top of that with a vapor barrier on the warm side, which is the part that's going to be heated or cooled, is absolutely fine. I don't care if the rock wool stays there or not.
Okay, well, the rock wool comes all the way out. I mean, we'd have to pull that out to put new insulation in.
There's no
room for more insulation.
I guess, what is your ultimate goal?
To make the room warm, and because two of the walls are exterior walls.
Right.
And that's why the guy told me to get that membrane from CertainTeed. It'll keep the air out and the moisture out.
The membrane, here's the thing. Once you drywall everything, seal up all the cracks, like caulk the bottom of the drywall where it meets the floor, fill around the electrical boxes so that air doesn't infiltrate through there. The membrane isn't going to do really that much more than the drywall when you put it up there. Quite frankly,
okay.
I mean, you could put plastic for all I care on that. That'd be your vapor barrier, and you can keep the rock wool. But, you know, the R value of that rock wool is probably around an R9. That's my guess.
Okay.
If you took that out and you put R13 fiberglass insulation in there, you're up, right? You're up 4 more R values. Will you know the difference? Not really.
Okay.
So if the rock wool is up there and it's in good shape, it's not falling down, Put up the drywall, seal all the cracks. When you put the trim down there, use a clear caulking to caulk everything to eliminate the drafts, and I think you'll be really happy with the overall fit and finish and feel inside the room.
Great. One quick more question.
Sure.
The second part. This room, you enter from the front and back doors, and it's high traffic, and we have dogs and children. I'm looking at what is the best? And I'm not going to do tile. Tile always cracks on us. What flooring do we put in?
I would use this luxury vinyl tile, which is super durable, easy to install. We recently talked with, where are you, in Elmhurst? Yeah. There's a company called Cali Bamboo, which makes a really nice floor. And many Ace dealers now are carrying that, and you can get it directly delivered to you. You get what you pay for when it comes to this product. So if you're looking at stuff that's, you know, $1.99 a square foot, you're wasting your money. You're going to be spending anywhere from about $3 to $4 a foot. Super nice looking, very easy to install, is flexible, and 100% waterproof. 100%.
Okay.
So that's what I would look at, and check out that Cali Bamboo line of flooring. Diane, thank you so much for the phone call. Oh, you know what? It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builders Supply Outlet.
Okay, people, picture this. You're walking into a smorgasbord of vanities. Tom, you clearly know we like choices here. I mean, it must be the biggest selection in Chicagoland. Every imaginable style and all the newest colors. I know in the past I couldn't always do an entire renovation at the same time, but just adding a stylish vanity with a granite or quartz top can add such richness to an entire room. With over 800 vanities in stock, you are going to find just the one to freshen up your bathroom. It's why I'm always anxious to see what's new at Builder Supply Outlet. You're listening to Lou. That's right, that fix-it guy. Right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing, these kind of deep seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard, Duval.
Welcome back.
Sure. Like
House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute. You've heard me the last few weeks talk about a company called Bath Fitters, and I wanted to give you a little bit more. Sometimes it's difficult to know about a company from a 30-second or 60-second ad, and I wanted to give you a little bit more information about our sponsor and what they do. Joining me on the phone line is Michael Turner, who is the Area Development Manager for Bath Fitter. Michael, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
I appreciate you joining us and waking up with us this morning. give me a little snapshot of how long Bath Fitter has been around.
Well, Bath Fitter, actually, it's a great question, Lou. We've been around since 1984, and we're celebrating our 35th year in business this year.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What is it that you, at the core of what you guys do, what is it that Bath Fitter does?
So what we do and what makes us unique, Lou, is we make and manufacture all of our own acrylic products. So we can provide a tub-over-tub solution for people. And what people don't know is that we can remove that tub and we can put in a shower, any kind of low-threshold shower base to make it easy for people to get in and out. And we're really a lifestyle solution company. We have a bath product for everyone.
Am I right? Is my memory serving me right that you guys started as a commercial company, like you did a lot of hotels and renovation there commercially and then came into the residential?
That's correct. And that's one of the unique things about our company. We did start in the commercial vertical. We started off doing hotels. It was three brothers that started by doing a bathtub in the back of their in the garage, and they went out and tried to make it fit. And that's exactly where we started. We have a commercial division as well as a residential division that serves Chicago, and we've grown throughout all of North America.
I travel quite a bit, and I stay in a lot of hotels when I'm traveling around the place, and I do see a lot of acrylic, easy to maintain systems, and a lot with shower bases instead of tubs. And I have been, I'm not a kid, so I have seen this evolution of these acrylic products over the years. I mean, when they first came out, 35 years ago, it was pretty apparent that they were an acrylic liner and it was this inexpensive thing. But now, I mean, I have seen the product that Bath Fitter puts out there. You put that in a bathroom, you'd be hard pressed to know what it is. And the beauty of it is just amazing. Plus the maintenance, how easy that is.
Yeah, the product has really evolved over the years. It's we're one of the only companies that offers a seamless wall, which you won't find in the Chicago market. We offer a cleaning list. If you follow the cleaning list, Lou, you can have this product 10 years. It'll look like the first day you bought it. We offer a lifetime warranty, so we guarantee and stand behind our product. And the product has evolved so much. We offer a huge range of colors, tiled walls, tiled patterns, to really whatever our customer wants. So we have a product for everyone. It's amazing how the industry's changed.
What kind of trends are you seeing in the Chicagoland market as far as installation? Are a lot of people taking the tubs out and you're putting in low-threshold bases? What kind of trends or things are going on in this market?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. In the Chicago market now, and in America, 10,000 people are retiring every day. So a lot of the people with the cost of living, they're taking out their showers, or they're taking out their tubs, and they're putting in a new shower surround so they can stay in their home and shower and bath comfortably. And with the younger demographic, the 35 to 54 demographic, we're finding that they're sticking with the tub over tub. They want to refresh their bathroom, make it crisp and brand new, and people are staying in their homes longer. That's what we're finding in the Chicago market today.
Mike, you know, you're not the only one that does this, and I think that the a lot of people can say, well, you know, an acrylic liner doesn't really matter. You know, who I get, I'm gonna go for the best price. That's what I'm gonna do. What makes Bathfitter different than your competition?
Well, thanks for asking that question, Lou. What makes us different is that we make and manufacture all of our own product. We can install it in as little as one day, which provides minimal inconvenience to our customers. We also drug screen, background check all of our employees, and we use employees. We don't subcontract anybody. We maintain our labor force. And with that, the other thing that we do, and this is critical, is we offer 10% up to $450 off a full tub over tub, or 10% off up to $450 off a shower conversion. What we do is give an exact to the penny quote. We don't come in and say, oh, it's $12,000, oh, now it's $6,000, now it's $4,000. When we leave the home, the customer has their price and they know where we stand. So we try to quote with integrity as well.
I like that. I like that a lot, Mike. I think that people want to know that they can hire somebody that they can trust, whether it's the people working there or even the people on the sales side. Michael Turner is the area development manager for Bathfitter. They've got a nice innovative solution for your bathtub, and they can do it in as little as one day. Where do they find out more information about your company, Mike?
The best thing they can do is go on bathfitter.com. All of our information is there. We have a unique feature that's called Design Your Own Bathroom. They can go and play and take a look at all the different options that we give them and decide what bathroom they would like. And we can do a free in-home estimate when they're ready. We also have three locations in the Chicago market, Makena, Lombard, and Northbrook. They can simply call the local office, and we'll be more than happy to come out and see them.
All right. That sounds great. Mike Turner, thanks so much for joining us. Remember, wash behind your ears.
Thanks, Lou, and have a great day. It's been a pleasure.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Something not sitting right with you?
Someone said they could do it with an electric, I want to say charge.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that or do you know about that?
Lou's taking your calls live right now.
Have you been to Arizona?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Too bad. I was going to sell you on a fabulous oceanfront piece of property I have there.
And here he is now. About as honest as they come.
Enough said.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Oceanfront property in Arizona.
They don't make songs like this anymore.
From my front porch you can see.
312-981-7200.
Oceanfront property in Arizona.
Dan's in Barrington. Hey, Dan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, thank you, Lou, for taking my call. Listen, I'm interested in re-siding my house, and I did a little research on the Consumer Reports, and they talk about vinyl, and I'm surprised that they talk about plastic as being superior to vinyl, but they were similar products. But anyway, and cementitious board, you know, hardy plank. The people that I've spoken to want to use something called LP, SmartSide cedar textured planking.
Correct.
Now, my question is, I can't find anybody beside the company that makes it to review it. So do you know of this being used widely? Because I don't see it reviewed anywhere. You can get reviews on the company's website of people that have used it, but it doesn't seem to be in existence all that long.
SmartSide's been around for, I'm going to say, about 10 years, the LP. It was a, you know, when Hardy came out, the cementitious siding, it was kind of a game changer, that product, as far as the technology and what it was, and they were the only game in town. LP came out with SmartSide. CertainTeed came out with a competition, a similar product, you know, in that look and design. You're going to spend probably the most on, and I believe you're right about that, the LP SmartSide is only by their dealers. So I don't think that, like, the average siding person can buy it. I could be wrong about that, but here's the thing. SmartSide, Hardy Plank, they're probably the best choice as far as how your home is going to look overall. It's going to look very similar to natural products you would buy if it was a cedar house or whatever, but with the very low maintenance characteristics that, you know, most people want. You don't want to have to deal with it. That being said, you know, vinyl siding has come a long way and can look really nice when it's all installed properly. So it's a question for you of budget and look that you're going for. I have no problem with vinyl siding on a home. I really don't. But at the same time, I really do enjoy those products that look more realistic to similar products. I know it may sound I'm a little ambivalent, but it really all depends on how much money you want to spend. If you can afford the more expensive stuff, I think it's an added value proposition when you go to sell, and I think ultimately you'll be happier with the look. Where are you? You're in Barrington. I mean, look, one of our sponsors, Cobblestone Development, they do a lot of different products, and they do siding and windows as well as, you know, kitchens and baths. I'd give them a call and get an estimate. They'll come out and get you an estimate on that.
Okay, I'll do that.
You need a phone number?
Sure.
Brett, tell me when you're ready.
Okay, one second. Go ahead.
773-661-0606. You call them up. You call them up and get an estimate from them, and they can offer you a bunch of different siding options for you to consider. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Mike in Kankakee. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Lou, I heard you advertise this a long, long time ago. Where my bathtub wall meets the tub, I've got about 7-8 inches of almost like black mold with the caulking discolored. I thought you advertised a product. You spray it on, clean it, air dry it for 48 hours. White bottle. Do you remember?
Concrobium. They now
can
make
it.
If it's art, you can. And if it's a product that is, in other words, it's stain. If you have a lot of staining, they now make a product called Duoblast, Concrobium Duoblast. I would spray that on there, let it dry, scrub it, then spray it again. And then you may have to replace the caulking there, right? And there's a brand new There's a brand new caulking that I just talked about that I saw recently at the Ace Show called Cleans, CLEANZ, Cleans, and it has a enzyme inside it that won't let mold and mildew grow, and they guarantee it for 7 years. If you take out all that old caulking, you clean it really well with that Concrobium product, let it dry with a fan on it, and then you re-caulk it, you should be good to go. Mike, thanks so much for the phone call. We'll be right back. I have not pre-read this joke. I hope he gave me a joke that I can actually say on the air. You think he did? A man,
I'd pre-read that.
A man came home. I can read it and say, a man came home from his weekly round of golf, and his wife asked him why he doesn't include Tom O'Brien in his games anymore. The husband asked, what would you want to play with a guy who regularly cheats, swears up a storm over everything, lies about the score, and has nothing good to say about anyone else, of course? Of course I wouldn't, replied his wife. Well, the husband said, neither did Tom O'Brien. Get it? That was him. Tom O'Brien didn't want to play with him because he swore all the time and didn't mind.
Not bad on the spot.
On the spot without pre-reading. Thank you, Steve Alexander, for not sending me anything that got me kicked off the air. Speaking of Tom O'Brien, maybe he'll be joining us in Ireland. I mentioned earlier this morning we are planning a Lou O'Manfredini trip to Ireland to celebrate 25 years here on WGN Radio. It's an island adventure, 9 days. We're going to Galway, Killarney, Cork, and Dublin. We're going to leave March 19th, 2020. It's included for $3,599 per person, round trip air from Chicago, all departure taxes and surcharges. We're going to be in Killarney and Cork and Dublin and Galway. You'll get breakfast each morning, three-course dinners, luxury motor coach services with professional drivers. Steve Bertrand and his travel company does such a great job with the people that take us on a tour. We're going to learn so much while we're there. That's what I love about it. I am still quoting things that I learned in Spain. If you want to come with us, go to Steve. Email him, steve@stevebertrandtravel.com, or call him at 847-606-6065.
The name game.
Two words. Lou Manfredini. Oh. Six syllables, two words.
Shelly, 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 Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Burley, Fee, Fine, Mo Merley. Shirley.
Five syllables.
Lou Manfredini. You're right. Lou Manfredini.
Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingham, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Bingham, Fee, Fine, Mo Mingham. Lincoln.
Louis Manfredini. I was thinking of his full name.
Right.
Actually, Lou Manfredini is only five syllables, but Louis Manfredini is six.
And now back to your host, Mr. Louis Manfredini.
Hey, that's me, 9:10 in the morning. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. This hour of our show sponsored by AmericasBath.com. Ace Hardware, and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Annette in Orland Park. Annette, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I hope everybody is great. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh. It is a beautiful day.
Excuse me. I was listening earlier. You were talking to a lady about a shelf that she was concerned had fallen and how she was going to hold it up.
Yep.
My problem is similar. I have a cuckoo clock that has fallen twice. If you know anything about cuckoo clocks, they are not cheap to repair.
They are not.
So I've had it repaired twice, and this was a gift from my husband who had passed away.
Okay.
And so it's special. That's why I've done it. But I stopped at Ace. I got two different ideas of what to use to hang it. The weights are about 60 pounds total.
Mm. Okay.
And I just wondered what you would suggest.
Is it a type of cuckoo clock where the cast iron weights hang below it and it's like kind of like, okay. And in,
exactly.
And I'm assuming the area where you want to hang it, there is no stud or framing behind that wall?
No, it's a narrow wall. It's probably 24 inches wide. I have yet to find a stud or whatever.
Right.
Furring strips or anything. It's a plasterboard.
Got it.
And I know when I talked to the people at the store, they suggested using something that would go into the wall
right. And
then fan out inside. They used one that was round, and I have not found that. I've seen some others. I'm just curious as to what you would recommend.
There is, if you go back to, where are you, Annette? You're in Orland Park. Okay, so there, if you go down to the Ace, they should have in their fastener aisle a line of hollow wall anchors by a maker called Wall Dog.
Wall Dog, okay.
Wall Dog. And Wall Dog makes one setup in particular that will hold over 100 pounds.
okay.
And it's a hollow wall system that goes into the wall, and then it flips. Like, you poke a hole in the wall, it flips, and then you screw it in, and it gives you this bracket on the back there that should secure this no problem. Let me ask you this. On the back of the cuckoo clock, does it hang from a cable that's got two hook points, or are there, like, keyhole eyes
in it? It's a hole. It's a hole.
Just
a
one
hole in the back.
Just one hole.
Right.
Okay. So here's what I would probably, are you going to hang this yourself?
If I can't, I'll have my son do it, so okay. I'll try.
Do you also have, let me ask you this. The bottom of the cuckoo clock, when it's hanging, is it basically a flat piece of wood?
Yes.
All right. So this is going to be a little bit more involved, but I think that this would be probably the smart way to do this. If you buy, so you're going to locate where you want this clock, right? And then have your son or whomever's going to help you do this, hold it in place. And when it's right, yeah, that's it right there, Jimmy. Is your son's name Jimmy?
No, it's Larry.
Larry, that's it right there. And he's holding it. Mom, is this where it's at? Yeah. Then you're going to take a pencil and you're going to draw a pencil mark on the sides, you know, the side, the vertical part, and the bottom edge, okay?
Okay.
Then on that bottom edge, I want you to take two metal L brackets, simple L brackets, and they can be single hole L brackets, because I want you to use the wall dog. I want you to locate the hole where the wall dog is going to be. Actually, I'm going to back this up. Put the wall dog on there, the 100-pound wall dog that I'm talking about, and where it's going to be, and hang it on the wall dog. Okay.
Okay.
Then draw a line on the bottom of the cuckoo clock. You know, once it's plumb and it's exactly where you want it, you're going to draw a line. Then you're going to take the cuckoo clock down. Then you're going to put L brackets up behind it. So in other words, you're going to put one screw on either one flush against the wall so that the bottom edge of the L bracket is even with that line you just drew.
Okay.
So then
rest on there.
So then when you hang the thing back on the wall dog, then you'll take two small little wood screws that Larry and his buddy Jimmy are going to screw up in the bottom of the cuckoo clock, short little screws, just to give you an added security, and now that thing can cuckoo till the day is long.
That's wonderful. You know, I was trying to think how I could balance it on the bottom. Excuse me. That sounds wonderful, Lou. I appreciate your help.
You have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200. This is Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl.
Hey,
you're on WGN. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Happy Saturday.
You too, sir.
Tuck pointing on an older brick two flat in Chicago. What do I look for? What do I ask? What kind of temperature range is okay? How deep should they grind into the old brick to put the new tuck pointing in, and any other things that I should look for?
How much how much tuck pointing are we talking about? The whole house, one wall?
Spots all the way around, one wall on a north wall, maybe 30% where the brick really needs it pretty bad. Maybe some bricks need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
There was some bad tuck pointing that was done prior to that. So
okay,
and then a couple of lintels on the front of the building.
Okay, I'm gonna don't go anywhere. I'm gonna put your phone down because I got a little bit of an echo while I give you this answer, and then I'm gonna bring you back up once there. Well, temperature range, let's start with that. As long as we're not freezing overnight, I'm fine with that. So you're probably good to go until the tail end of November. Then from there, as far as grinding in there, we want to probably go at least a quarter of an inch, and then they're going to get in there so that they can support that with the new mortar. And depending on the color of that mortar, you know, you're going to try and get a match as best you can. It may be that to get the match, you may have to do a larger area to kind of blend it all in. And also with the lintels and areas like that, you want to pay special attention to if they're going to do any grinding above the metal, they're going to maintain any kind of drainage. A lot of time in older homes. How old is that home?
100.
Yeah. So you may have, you may have some cotton rope that's underneath that lintel. We need to maintain that, and you need to talk to them about that, as well as any drainage down low where the water can get between the swaths of brick that go from there. So those are sort of some of the questions you're going to ask. You want to get as many references as possible. A couple places for you to go look for tuck pointers would be two places, really. You could go to the NARI website, which is NARI.org, National Association of the Remodeling Industry. You could also try Home Advisors, which is another place to find tuck pointers. And then you can find a lot of references as well. And I'm more concerned with not the houses they did last month, but the ones they did 5 years.
Sure. And you have any numbers offhand that you could recommend?
The company that I used to do business with years ago that's still around is a company called Galewood Tuck Pointing. And there, if you look them up, you can find them and get their number as well. Galewood Tuck Pointing has been around a long time, and they really do a nice job. Thanks so much for the phone call. By the way, before we take a quick break, guess who's getting married today?
Who?
Jane Manzuris.
Oh, I thought you got married recently.
No, I think it's today.
What was that dress that she had on that was so cool?
It was like a...
rock and roll dress.
Yeah, it was like...
But that wasn't the wedding dress.
No. Because I saw a post last night that it was like a wedding eve with her brother, and they were celebrating. So Jane Manzuris, as you know, hosts a show on WGN that's on TV right now. And she's getting married today. She's a lovely woman. I've gotten to know her over the past couple of years, and she's just great. I'm super happy for her.
Congratulations. Yeah. She's a cool chick.
She is a cool chick, and she's a happy lady. So God bless both of you. Have a great day. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Back to your host of House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini, on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I'm more than just a pretty face. You did. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I am more than just a pretty face.
A lot more.
Here's Dave in Woodridge, who doesn't want to know anything about my pretty face. He just wants me to help him fix his toilet. Hi, Dave. David?
Oh, hung up.
Hello, David. He didn't hang up? David.
He's there. He'll come back.
Come on, David.
I like David.
David. David. Three. Two.
Put him on hold. Don't
hang one.
Up.
David on hold. All right, fine. Then you know who I really want to talk to? You know who I really wanted to talk to? I want to talk to Kathy in Downers Grove. Hi, Kathy. You're on WGN. Kathy?
Yes.
Hi there.
How are you?
How can I help you?
So I have a home that's almost 100 years old, and the storm window or the windows on the front are aluminum. And they're impossible to slide up and down. Like the screens, I can't get them to move.
Okay.
And I wanted to know what to put on them to get them to loosen up a bit.
Are you able to, with a little bit of wiggling, can you get them out of the frame?
It's almost impossible.
Okay, because here's what I would like you to do. I'd like you to not add any kind of oil or anything like that. If you or someone can help you get the screen and the storms out.
Yeah.
I want you to take a sanding sponge and lightly sand the frames of the sashes, okay? To get a little, what can happen over time with aluminum and metal frames, they can get a little bit of a burring on them. And if you do a little bit of sanding and then the same thing inside of the track, you could take a little sandpaper that you could fold up and go up and down a little bit and clean it up and then vacuum it with a hose on a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you'll solve the problem. If you do anything like a lightweight spray oil or anything like that, Kathy, you're gonna get a dirt buildup that's gonna cause you more problems.
That's what I thought. That's why I wanted to know how to get it clean.
Yep.
But not put stuff on it.
A little bit of sanding on the frames. You got to pop them out. And once you do, then you can pop them back in, and I think it'll work for you.
Awesome. You're the best, Lou.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Jim in Orland Park. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Nice to talk to you. The problem I'm having, or question I have here, is for my vent pipe on top of my roof from my furnace. Why does it freeze up? Why do I get ice form in the wintertime when it's cold?
The vent pipe on your furnace freezes.
I get frost developing or ice developing on my vent pipe on top of the roof from my furnace exhaust.
Is it a metal pipe that goes through a masonry chimney?
No, it's not. It's a metal pipe, but it's a wooden roof, and it
okay,
goes right
so
through
that,
the roof.
So the B vent goes through there. It goes through the roof, and then you see the metal pipe up there, and then it goes.
Right. What I had installed, I had a new furnace installed about 6 years ago, and it has a 4-inch vent tube from the furnace to the Y in the existing pipe, which is a 6-inch vent tube.
Mm-hmm.
Would that create a problem?
Well, I think that the issue there is, so the existing metal pipe that you have, is that a single wall metal pipe?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I think the issue there is the fact that your that should be a B vent, meaning that it's a double wall metal pipe.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And that double wall metal pipe, because you're not with your new furnace, it's not as hot. The exhaust that comes out of the newer furnaces, even the 80% efficient like yours, it's not as hot as the one you had, you know, for 20 years or whatever. And so on the really cold days when you get that pipe gets really hot and the hot air gets up there and it's not hot enough to keep going, you know, like to the physics of it all. Mm-hmm. It does go, but what happens is before it does, it starts to roll and it creates moisture, grabs the moisture from inside the house, and that's where you get the icing. So I think that the fix is you need an HVAC contractor to come out and install a B vent and then from there you make that connection, and by doing the double wall B vent, you should be able to solve the problem. Thanks so much for the phone call. Quick break, and we'll get to news.
Say my name.
So I have a cousin. She's married to George McDowell. Anyone? Google? There's
Googling furiously.
George McDowell. You're still not there?
Google's got nothing for me.
Say my name.
He was the winning pitcher for the New York Mets in the 1986 World Series. He also was the pitching coach for the Atlanta Braves.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Say my name.
Come on. I can Google it right here. Come on. Here. Look. My gosh. Oh, no. It's not George. It's Roger.
Thank you.
Say my name.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah, definitely not getting invited to Thanksgiving this year. Now back to Moo Lanfordini on House Smarts Radio.
I wish you could see, because I can see Joe Brand in the camera system, and it still brings a smile to his face.
Oh, it sure does. Nothing like seeing the man that knows everything not know something.
You know, it's a thing when it's the realization like, oh, no, I'm completely wrong. You know, Joe, I'm going to tell you something. As you age, admitting that you're wrong is a sign of adulthood. And
so you haven't grown up yet.
I've been married a very long time, and I do a lot of admitting that I'm wrong. 29 and a half years I have been married, and you know, when I think about it, 29 and a half years, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, 29 and a half years, that is a really long time. And I think about it and I go, you know what? It feels like 29 and a half minutes underwater.
Well,
you know why I can say that? She's in Denver.
I was going to say, I have nothing to do with this.
Out of listening range.
Out of listening range, and I'm sure friends are texting her right now, so I will be saying I'm wrong again. See, all I'm doing is just trying to, I'm trying to make a point. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 29, it's all in the pause. Feels like 29 minutes underwater. Laura is in Arlington Heights. Hi, Laura, you're on WGN.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you?
I have my garage is drywalled, and the ceiling is starting. starting. It's been peeling for a long time, the paint. And I think it's because when I had my new roof put on, back in when the first roof was put on the, I think it's called weather shield, the, whatever they put before the actual shingles had to be
ice and water shield.
Okay. It had to be 3 feet up from the gutter.
Okay.
My new roof, they said they changed the building codes, and it had to be up 5 feet. And ever since then, that paint is peeling, and I just think there's too much moisture. But my question, and it's every time it peels, I scrape a little bit more. I want to repaint it with what?
Let me ask you this. How long ago did you have the roof done?
Well, now it's probably about 10, 15 years.
Okay. I mean, I think that it could be a bunch of reasons, right? I mean, it can be just that the paint is old, right? You haven't painted that ceiling in more than 15 years.
Right.
And it's not uncommon, especially in a garage that's unheated, where you get that... Remember, the paint that they use inside that garage is interior paint. It's not exterior paint because it doesn't... Exterior paint has UV block and whatever. That constant, you know, cold temperature, hot temperature. I'm sure that, you know, when it's 90 degrees outside, that garage is hotter than you know what. And then when it's really cold. And so that constant expansion and contraction, you can get the film to fail.
Okay.
I think before you, I mean, if you have a concern that there's moisture up there, then maybe it would be wise to have someone poke their head up there. And if there's an access panel to see. But the ice and water shield on the outside of the roof really should have no bearing whatsoever on the airflow in that attic space. Unless you've changed...
Well, there is no attic space.
There's
in the garage.
There's no attic space. So is the garage ceiling angled or is it flat?
You know how many years I've lived here?
How many?
And I couldn't tell you this. 25.
Well, when you're in your garage and you look up, does the ceiling flat?
It's flat.
Okay, so it's flat. But then the roof has a pitch to it, right?
True.
So there is an attic space. You just can't get up in it.
Right.
So nobody has put any more insulation or anything like that up there. I think more than anything, Laura, it's just that you need to scrape it and repaint it, and that's it. It's 20-year-old paint. Plus.
Okay.
That's all it is.
You're not,
here's the thing. Wait 1 second. Now, when you go back out there and look now, because now you're going to say, what is that ceiling anyway? Make sure you don't see any, if you don't see any water staining, you know, like brown lines or anything like that, just scrape it, sand it, and paint it.
Oh, okay. Interior or exterior?
Interior paint again. That's fine.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, I'm standing right here. There are no watermarks, so. It's old, and yeah. I know what happens when you get old.
I know. We start peeling.
We sure do. Well, it's always a pleasure. Love you when you're with Robin. God love her.
Oh, my God. She's the best.
Thank God she has money to have repairs done.
We both know she doesn't do anything. So, yeah, she's a lovely woman, and it's my pleasure to work with her every Friday morning. Thanks so much, Laura, for calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to, what happened? Let's go to Sharon in Morton Grove. Hi, Sharon. You're on WGN.
Hi. I'm a longtime listener, and I learn a lot from your both your radio program and your TV program.
That's very nice. Thank you very much.
Recently, I came home and I reside in a condo building and discovered water coming in the bath. It came from the unit above, and it affected a bath in the master bedroom, the adjacent vanity area. There's a closet adjacent to that. And the wall that on the other side of the wall of the bathroom is another bedroom, and parts of that are affected. And I was hoping that you could provide some guidance on how to proceed with this, because I'm kind of getting the runaround. The unit owner wants to offer to clean the carpet, but to me, talking to some people in the insurance business have said suggested getting a water restoration company to assess the damage, and I'm concerned whether there's inside the wall, there may be some damage because I heard some water dripping inside the wall.
How long ago did this happen?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. And have we determined if it was a broken pipe or is it leaking from a sustained leak?
I was told it was a toilet, problem with the toilet in the unit above.
Okay. I mean, I'm hopeful that you have contacted your insurance company.
I did, but I'm hoping that the unit owners...
No. And they will, but your insurance company now needs to be your advocate against their insurance company.
Because they didn't necessarily say it that way.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
So that's A number one is that, you know, it's like getting in a car accident, right? It's not your fault, and you're going to call, you know, your State Farm guy, and the other guy has Allstate, and the Allstate guy is the one that hit you, and the State Farm people are going to go, all right, let's go. You got to make this right. That's what they're there for, and that's what they should be doing. Now, the fact that it's, you know, a toilet and potentially fresh water, that's a good thing because it's not a contaminated water issue. But, you know, the carpet's getting cleaned and disinfected. That can all be done if there's not a lot of damage. In areas where there was excessive leaking, it's not a bad idea that the walls get opened up to be inspected. That's important, too. And, you know, there are restoration companies that you can call to get estimates on all this. I would do it sooner than later. And I would run that all through your insurance agent. I'm assuming you have an agent to speak with. And just say, I need you to be my advocate. I don't want to have a mildew and mold issue down the line. And I want to do this the right way. Now, again, if there's not a ton of damage where you got a lot of wall, you know, water, it's a bummer. But if it doesn't do a lot of damage paint-wise and stuff, you would see that damage by now, 2 weeks later.
The carpet got soaked, and there was a lot of mildew, and
my
insurance agent mentioned about possible mold. How quickly can mold develop in this short a period of time? Can mold develop in a couple weeks?
It absolutely can, and so, you know, I would start by getting those carpets cleaned right away and extracted, so, and they may have to pull it back as well, you know, to see what's going on there to figure out if there's an issue under there, but that's... Start with your insurance agent and tell them you're looking for them to be your advocate in all this so that you can get some guidance. And then the insurance companies can fight it all out. That's why you have homeowners insurance. That's why the person up above has it. They should be paying for everything. You should be paying for zero. 9:47 in the morning. We'll be right back.
So long, farewell. I'll be to saying adieu. Adieu. Adieu.
And you. Thank you so much for listening. Don, thanks for doing news. Joe on the sports. Bob Ferguson for pushing all the buttons. Lindsay for producing. And you for listening, all of you, every Saturday morning right here on WGN Radio. Our last caller today is Ron in Galesburg. Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. I'm a first-time homeowner, and I'm learning a lot of things by trial and error.
Okay.
And the error that I made was I had a bad stain inside my toilet bowl, and I used an SOS pad on it.
Ooh.
And I went to Menards. I was buying some other stuff, and I asked the plumbing department, and they said there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay, so it might be. You may get away with the fact that you may have just left metal residue on the porcelain. Have you tried a plastic Scotch-Brite pad?
The one that has a green on one side and a yellow sponge on the other?
Yep.
I haven't.
Try the green pad, no cleaner, no nothing, just water in a circular motion, and see if you can get rid of those metal scratches on the surface of the porcelain. If that does not do it, you're either going to live with the scratches. I wouldn't paint it with a porcelain paint. It will not hold up at the waterline. You're probably a candidate for a new toilet.
Okay.
So, but try the green.
Kind of a,
Do you got time?
Sure.
So okay. This is probably a wild idea, but I was thinking, if that doesn't work, is there any kind of a sticker or a decal, you know, that you could stick in your toilet over that, cover that? Mm. You know, I know after repeated flushings, the glue on the other side of the decal or sticker would probably wear away, and then it might
You are you a football fan?
Kind of.
Now, what team do you root for?
Unfortunately, the Bears.
Okay, you just gave me a great idea. I am going to invent a sticker that you can put on the inside of the toilet, and I'm going to do the Green Bay Packers logo and put it in the toilet bowl like that. Oh, that could be really a fun idea. I don't know of any sticker that goes down there, but that's an interesting idea. Lindsay didn't even hear me what I was going to do because she was busy talking. I said he was saying, could you put a sticker in there, like to cover where he scratched the toilet bowl? You know, like some kind of sticker. Yeah, would wear out. And he just gave me this great idea. I go, I could make a sticker inside of a toilet bowl that looks like the Green Bay Packers every time you use the toilet.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Look who stepped into the studio. And to me,
what's your birthday?
It's not my birthday.
What's your birthday?
May 4th. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mr.
Are we just going to talk birthday stuff all day for 2 hours now? Is that coming up?
I don't want to talk about it at all.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
I don't want to talk about it at all.
I thought that this week I was listening to your show. I was traveling quite a bit. I thought you did an excellent job in an interview. I believe you did it on Wednesday with the president of the teachers, the president of the teachers, CPS.
CPS. So we had Janice Jackson on.
And you had a representative from the teachers union talking. This was pre-strike.
Right.
And
during the strike, too.
And during the strike as well. And I'm at least encouraged about their willingness to come on and talk.
I was, too.
There is there's a balance here, right? Both, I'm sure, are trying to win the court of public opinion, but at the same time, they all have to sit at a table and figure out what to do.
And take back everything they just said on the radio.
Right.
You know, I mean, really,
right.
That was the thing. I was so happy that my producer, Olive, was able to score these interviews, and you may have heard sound bites of them in the news, and then what happens when they get on the interviews is they say, well, then they're terrible at work.
Right.
And that's, I was thinking, I wonder if this is actually a helping thing or a hurting thing, putting them on the air.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they all need to sit down, regardless of what happens on the radio, and talk to each other. And, you know, Janice Jackson, the CEO, is not at the table.
Right.
The mayor isn't either. It's negotiating people.
Right.
You know, the mayor and the Janice Jackson, say, are the voices and faces of the thing, but they're not the ones sitting there pounding the table.
Right. And I think when you mentioned it, too, like the aren't there, like, from the union's perspective, like 40 different people that are kind of the deciders once they negotiate?
They're hammering it out.
Right. And they're kind of this sounds like a good deal. Then we take it to our membership.
Exactly. You know what got really hot on the show this week was, should they cancel the games or not? You know, the extracurricular activities. The kids can't have.
Right.
If you have a kid playing football, he ain't playing football tonight in Chicago. What a shame. So we might actually touch on that before we get done here today.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Well, that's good.
It's nice to see you, Mr. Fix-It. I'm on after the news.
You got it. It's time now for WGN Radio News. Thanks for listening, everybody.